It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, in order to help ease the prolonged recession, I'm urging all of you to do your part and support the products and services offered by America's 29.6 million businesses that are the lifeline of America's economy. Just as all of us are overwhelmed by rising costs, America's businesses are suffering from skyrocketing costs of general operations, employee health insurance, and taxes. So every time operational costs rise, businesses downsize operations and reduce employees in order to remain solvent. Now, many of America's retailers are trying to offer a larger selection of American-made products, but cheaper imported products are hurting America's manufacturing base and our service industries as well. Some business owners tell me that they are forced to purchase foreign-made products not only because of pricing, but because the supply of American-made products has diminished. If this trend continues, more businesses now operating in the USA will continue to downsize or close because the flood of foreign-made products and services are simply putting them out of business. And this imbalance will add to the loss of millions of jobs in production, shipping, office, sales, and marketing, and America will continue to be a growing part of a sales base for imported products. The goal of the Buy American Made campaign is to get a percentage of America's 29.6 million businesses to expand their operations and increase job opportunities so every dollar you spend on American Made First really makes a major difference. And in today's business world, we also see that a growing number of companies are owned by foreign investors. Well, we can't control who owns a company, but we can use our purchasing power to support the companies manufacturing in the USA and employing American workers. So shop around, speak up where you shop, and spend your dollars on American Made First. And I'd like to report that the new AmericanWorkersRadio.com project will be another opportunity for us to discuss positive ways to support America's workers and the millions of companies that are employing them. We are getting closer to completing this new project, and at this time you're invited to log on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and add your name to our email list. This is Michael Blehosh, and as always, I welcome your comments and suggestions, and I encourage you to spread the word to your family and friends. You can email me from the link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.